If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Well, look who's here. It's our friend Sean Mozell. And Sean, I just get relaxed whenever I see you. And Sean is a certified hypnotist. He has worked at the Stop Smoking Center in Wilmette for over 25 years. He's taught at Northwestern and other places around the country. And basically, how do you describe what you do, Sean? Because I know you do meditation, you help people with stress, and Lord knows during the pandemic there's plenty of it, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And what I like to specialize is in teaching people how to program the subconscious mind. That's the part of the brain, the mind that is 98% of what you are is a subconscious blueprint.
Do our brains have to reboot? I mean, is that what sleep does? And is sleep enough?
Yes, and sleep is fantastic. But one technique is mental relaxation. My grandmother would call it prayer, and the hypnotists call it self-hypnosis, mindfulness, meditation. It's a focus relaxed state. If you can practice that for 30 seconds to 10 minutes, but little mini relaxations, because every thought you have creates an electric current in your brain, and every current changes your biology. This is not PMA thinking. This is thinking to change your biology. And if you can slow your thoughts down and relax, that's how you de-stress the brain and the body.
I'm going to have you do a little mini meditation for anyone who's listening right now, either in their car or at home. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, why do we think of bad things when we can't sleep? The default position of the idle brain seems to be negative thoughts.
Well, that is true, but that's a sign of a buildup of cortisol, the buildup of that electric current, stress. And after a short period, 3 weeks to a month and on, of being stressed, the brain's filter literally shifts, and it will automatically look for what is wrong, what is not right. That's a byproduct of stress. And you can lower that instantly every time you do that mental relaxation. And sleep, by the way, is benefited by rebooting, relaxing the brain. Remember, mental relaxation, whatever you want to call it, is a focused, relaxed state. Mm-hmm. And just bring yourself right back. You can even do something like just counting your breaths, taking deep breaths. Deep breathing is wonderful, the 4-7-8. Whatever it takes to relax mentally, contemplation, petting your dog, listening to music, thinking good thoughts. But as you fall asleep and as you wake up is prime time to de-stress.
4-7-8, what's that? Go through that again.
You can do the lower abdomen breathing. You blow it out, inhale for 4, hold it for 7, exhale for 8. That's a true tested way to de-stress the body, holding your breath with the belly full, exhaling. That's a great way to instantly produce chemicals that will benefit the brain. It'll lower your cortisol. It'll produce chemicals of well-being instantly. Breathing.
I've recorded Sean Mozell's meditation practices. They're very helpful. And also, I find this so helpful, and it bears repeating, how important what you think about first thing when you wake up and the last thing when you're going to bed. Talk about that, Sean.
You have 60,000 thoughts in a 24-hour period. And the first 17 seconds, you're at the deepest meditative state when you first wake up. Maybe your eyes are closed, maybe you hit the snooze button. But you are at the deepest meditative state known to man. Think about that. And what you say is the part of the brain. What you think is the part of the brain that controls your mental, emotional well-being. So if you can say words, the first 17 seconds, what you say, what you think, is equivalent to 60,000 thoughts because of that deep relaxation. So put words such as, I am well. I'm every day in every way a little bit better and better. I am well. Think good thoughts. And then play a mini relaxation video of the highlights of your day as you're waking up. Because what is worry or fear? Worry and fear is doing the exact same thing. You're in a relaxed state and you're thinking of things that does not feel well. Keep your thoughts where you want them. Be a thought warrior. Think thoughts that brings good feelings.
I'm reading this book, The Book of Joy, the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu, and they're in conversation in this book. And one of the things the Dalai Lama said was stress and anxiety often come from too much expectation and too much ambition. How do you see that?
Well, he's talking about the perception of what is coming. You see, you have that 60,000 thoughts, but 90% of those thoughts, that's 54,000 thoughts a day, are on automatic loop. You're automatically thinking 90% of the thoughts you thought yesterday. So when you wake up, are you on yesterday and the of the problems of yesterday, or are you going to think new thoughts to rewire the brain and create your future? So you got to be aware of the thoughts you're dwelling on throughout the period of the day, and be aware of them and change them. Cancel if you catch yourself thinking a thought you don't like, and change it.
And it's easier said than done.
Yeah, that is. That's a thought warrior. But yeah, by doing the mini relaxations as you fall asleep, as you wake up, any way you choose, you're going to be able to rewire the brain because of the chemicals you're producing. So that project, that goal will get easier by de-stressing, rebooting the brain.
Talking with Sean Mozell, who is a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists. He has helped people stop smoking. He has taught at many, many schools around the country and helped thousands of people as far as pain management and kicking bad habits. So let's talk about that first a little bit here, Sean. You help smokers, but everyone has a bad habit or two that they'd like to break. I'm addicted to sugar and television. How do you help people in this department?
Well, first of all, you start doing a little bit of mental relaxation. As you're falling asleep, you just do some nice breathing, and you can actually, as you fall asleep, what goes into your mind, what goes into your thoughts, what goes into your feelings marinates all night long. So take control of what you're thinking as you fall asleep. And I suggest you think about what you're appreciative of, whether it's your sheets, your pillow, your heating, the person you love, and think about what you are appreciative of the last couple, 3 moments. And that's a great way to produce chemicals in your brain and allow you to sleep.
Gratitude.
Appreciation's an even better, stronger current than gratitude. Gratitude is fantastic. Appreciation is even a minutely better. Appreciate what you have.
Breathing is the master clock of our sleeping brain, isn't it?
Yes, and sleep is a brain speed. And once again, if you can do your mini relaxations. That's what hypnotists teach people, how to relax mentally, physically, emotionally, and program that goal-striving mechanism.
I know you've studied the mind-brain-body connection for years and years and years, so who better than you to lead us into a moment of Zen for people in the car? Please don't close your eyes, though, if you're in the car or at home right now. So why don't you set this up for us, Sean? And I know you take a lot more time to do this in your classes and in your practice, but give us a little introduction and we'll do a moment of Zen here.
Very good. If you are in your car, keep your hands on the wheel. If you're at the house, just roll your eyes up. Take a deep breath. And what I mean by that, press your belly out for the count of four. Hold it for 7, and exhale for 8. And when you inhale, press the belly out. Hold it for the count of 7, and exhale through your mouth for the count of 8. And if you're in the car, feel the seat belt being pressed against your belly as you inhale.
All right, here you go. Moment of Zen.
Deep breath and think of how blessed you are. Think of how much you are loved, and you are worthy of feeling your best.
You know, I'm reading this book now, The Book of Joy, in conversation with the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. It came out about a year or so ago. I just discovered it. The Dalai Lama said, the ultimate source of happiness is within us. And the Archbishop said, we grow in kindness when our kindness is tested. How about that?
Wonderful, wonderful.
And, you know, the more I read about this stuff, I'm fascinated by it. I was reading about the passing of this Vietnamese Buddhist monk who was one of the world's most influential Zen masters. And he said that it's all about mindfulness. If we are not fully ourselves, truly in the present moment, we miss everything. That's it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's what I was talking about. Be aware of the thoughts that are on automatic replay. And if you start feeling not so good, you will be automatically aware that the thoughts got you there. Pay attention to what you're thinking.
Great stuff. Sean Mozell. Sean, how can people get in touch with you if they want to take this a step further?
Pardon me? Stop Smoking Center.
Say it again.
Stop Smoking Center, Wilmette, Illinois.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Good luck, everybody.
Always relaxing to have you in here.
Oh, my pleasure.